Welcome to Living in Beauty. It's Saturday, October 14, 2017, day 453 on the road, and we're in South Carolina at the Hilton Head RV Resort and Marina. After weeks of South Carolina comfort, I'm finally relaxed enough to produce this blog, which I've been thinking long and hard about. It's tough, because to do this well, you have to think through the unthinkable. Who you gonna call? What if there's no one out there and it's just you, alone on the highway? Think your cool Tommy Bahama shirt's gonna save you? No. 16,494 miles in 15 months, and we're grateful only two roadside emergencies are behind us. A trailer blowout on a 110-degree Mojave Desert afternoon, and the next spring, a total water pump failure while towing in rush hour traffic on a crazy busy highway near Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Those months before our haunted catalytic converter was finally rebuilt provided us with the inspiration to plan, rehearse, and equip for the dreaded roadside events of our nightmares. Periodically, usually after having a close one, we practice readiness. We educate and equip ourselves for collisions, brake failures, foreign objects or animals on the road, and for natural disasters like flash floods, calamities like falling trees, and every other apocalyptic horror that oozes from the dark recesses of my wife's tortured imagination. From passing quietly in our sleep from carbon monoxide poisoning to spontaneous combustion, in her mind, we've already died 1,000 deaths. So what the heck? It's almost Halloween. So let's do it. So here's some basic tips. Only stop in a safe place. It didn't take us long to discover the obvious. No tire or wheel well is worth putting someone in danger. If driving slowly, a small distance will get the vehicle and the trailer off the road quickly and safely, then do it. Get out of the flow of traffic and look for a wide shoulder, rest stop, emergency lane, exit, or a parking area. Try not to go to the left, but attempt to move towards the furthest right lane or shoulder. Try to avoid stopping in traffic, blind corners, or over hills. And do not get out of the vehicle if it will put anyone in harm's way. Go ahead, give it the finger. The hazard button is the first responder. As soon as possible, engage the vehicle's red triangle hazard button so traffic can better see the vehicle and the trailer. When in traffic, exit on the passenger side. Crawl over the seats if you must, but do not exit the vehicle into the flow of traffic. If there's a feeling the vehicle and trailer are in danger of being hit by oncoming or passing traffic, do not stay inside. Become visible. If the vehicle and trailer are disabled longer than a few moments, increase the visibility of the rig with flares and/or triangles. We'll give more details later in the suggested equipment section. Don't abandon the vehicle. Call for help and remain with the rig. It's more expedient to stay on site a safe distance if necessary to meet the tow truck, police, or fire department, rather than abandon the disabled vehicle. Be prepared. Have a minimum of supplies in the tow vehicle for emergencies. This is discussed later. Leave no trace. Clean up any litter that could be a distraction or road hazard for other drivers. Practice. Even though we plan to call a roadside service to repair a flat, we still have the tools to change a tire ourselves. We practice getting the spare out of the truck and trailer. We also rehearse raising the truck and trailer into position. These run-throughs are also an opportunity to check our equipment and make sure it's all in working order. Our equipment and supplies. So what's missing here? An ejection seat or jetpack? Seriously, we have no idea. But chances are we've overlooked something. Perhaps the Living in Beauty Collective will make contributions to this ongoing catalog, because there are only two reasons for this post: shared information and an exercise in preparedness for ourselves and others. What equipment will come in handy during our next roadside emergency? Again, we have no idea. But since we travel full-time, the equipment we have on hand will be the best quality. I'm not going to read all the details on the supplies mentioned in this blog. More details are available in the text. Here's a list of the basic equipment we keep on hand. A tire inflator, a tire repair kit, a tire gauge, breaker bar, torque wrench, tandem trailer tire changing ramp, jumper cables, safety vests, fire extinguisher, LED flares and or triangle reflectors, emergency escape tool, tow straps with hooks, flashlight, tape, bungee cords, a good first aid kit, gloves, a weather radio, zip ties, and a tool kit. Some optional items in our road kit are a cell phone charger, we have cash for gas, rags, baby wipes, waterless hand cleaner, a tarp, vehicle fuses, water and energy bars, a gallon of coolant, a cell service booster, and a jump starter. Road debacles can be serious, traumatizing, and terribly costly. We're grateful that so far, ours haven't been all bad. Two things that are impossible to plan around is where you will be and who will come to your aid and comfort. We have been blessed. Despite our predicaments, in both Mammoth and in Bay St. Louis, we've had pleasant surprises. In Mammoth, the Bluesapalooza Beer and Music Festival. And in Bay St. Louis, we were proud to be the neighbors of Thompson's Seafood Restaurant, an RV traveler's paradise, with restaurant, fresh fish market, grocery store, and they even have propane, all just spitting distance from I-10. Thompson Seafood, right next door to the Exxon station. Don't pass it up. Okay, anything else to add? Let us know in the comments section below. Thank you for joining us in Living in Beauty. If you like this post and want to be notified when a new one is released, please enter your email address and click the follow button at the bottom of this page. Well, that's it for now. See you next time.